Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The head coach of the Chicago Bulls is Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan.
I believe energy is a choice.
Chicago Bulls head coach.
I've had the honor to play with some great coaches. You know, Dwayne Casey, Greg Popovich, Billy Donovan. To me, Billy is neck and neck with all the coaches that played a part in my career and my life. Billy, no, I love him to death.
Hall of Famer.
Our coach, Billy Donovan, was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Congrats, Billy.
Thank you.
And several of the players came out to Springfield to support him. That says something about the kind of coach Billy is.
Billy Donovan with Mully and Haw.
Can we have hard conversations?
On 670 The Score.
Welcome back to Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Clay Harbor in for Mully today. Time now to go out to Arturo Tire Hotline. Arturo, your hometown tire, Arturo.com. And we welcome in the head coach of the Chicago Bulls, Billy Donovan. Good morning, Billy. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Doing great. Really appreciate you joining us this morning. 4-0, great start. You know all about it. You've lived through this week where there's a lot of excitement in town. Back in action tonight against the Knicks at the UC. The perception for some people of this season has changed based on the way you have started it. So let's start there. How does it change the reality, if it does at all, and how you coach this group and how you may adjust your own expectations?
Well, you know, I think for us, I give our guys a lot of credit. I thought we got off to a really good start. Now, obviously, we had to battle some injuries, you know, with Kobe not being part of training camp, which was a big loss. But to the guys' credit, you know, we got into town pretty much everybody. Vooch was playing with the national team in Montenegro, so he had to travel back, but he was in about a week or 10 days before training camp had started. But most of the guys were in town 3 weeks prior to the start of it. And, you know, they obviously really worked hard to get in shape and get prepared. And I think you always want to try to get off to a good start once the season begins. And I think this early in the season, you know, where you're a week into it, everybody's kind of trying to find their way. But we talked a lot about just trying to get off to a good start. And I think for us, once training camp started, we were able to play a lot because these guys came in early and they came in good shape. I'm obviously disappointed, you know, having Zach Collins out, having Kobe out, but the rest of the group has done a really, really good job. And we understand it's early in the season. There's a lot in front of us. Obviously, we got the Knicks tonight and then again on Sunday. I think the challenging part has been our schedule early has been tough, but there has been some space in between games. We haven't faced a back-to-back yet. We have played some teams that have been on back-to-back. So I like the way our guys are playing. I still think there's a lot of room for improvement in areas we've got to grow in. But overall, I think with the way the guys are trying to play for each other and playing together has been a real positive.
Coach, I want to ask you about one of your players in specific, and that's Matez Buzelis. This guy's 6'8" with a great skill set. I mean, he just turned 21, just had his first beer a week ago. So can you tell us what is his ceiling?
You know, he's very, very interesting because, you know, I love coaching him and working with him because he walks a really, I think, a great line. I think a lot of times when people are confident, they can come across very, very arrogant. And maybe when people are extremely humble, they maybe come across like they're not confident. Modest has got great belief in himself, but he's also got great humility in terms of the fact that he has an awareness that he's 21 years old and there's still a lot more for him to grow in and get better in. And he does not have the mentality that, you know, hey, I'm here, I don't need to get better. He really tries to work. He wants to watch film. He wants to hear the truth. He wants to know areas he's got to get better in. I give him a lot of credit because we've really challenged him here this year to take a step. And it's very hard, I think, when you go from your rookie year to your second year, and now the league in general has a pulse on you, because the first part of his rookie season, his, you know, minutes were somewhat limited, and then coming through the All-Star break, he really earned that starting position, earned a lot of playing time, and you always get a little bit concerned as a coach when a guy's going to his second year, does he understand what he's walking into? And I do think the best teacher for any of these guys is experience, and he's going to go through some experiences this year that are going to help him grow. You know, I go back to, you know, the Orlando game, which was the second game of the year, and he played really, really well opening night against Detroit, but he played 12 minutes and he fouled out against a really big, strong physical front court in Orlando. But you know what? Like, he bounces back, and that's the thing I love about him, is he doesn't dwell in mistakes. He doesn't dwell in the past. He wants to know how he's got to get better. He tries to absorb, you know, what he does, good or bad, and then tries to improve upon it. But it never impacts his belief in himself, and I've got great admiration for that.
Talking with Billy Donovan here on the Mully and Haas Show, Clay Harbor in for Mully today. Billy, I think everybody notices the offense and how much you guys share the basketball and how unselfish your team is. I have to say, though, through four games, one of the other things that stands out is how defensively it seems like it's a more physical unit. And it seems like Isaac Okoro has brought a little bit of that. I know that was what you wanted when the trade was discussed and executed. How would you evaluate and assess how defensively you have been more physical through four games?
Well, I think when we, you know, pivoted, you know, after the trade of Zach, you know, and DeMar and Alex Caruso and then Lonzo, the one thing when we pivoted a year ago was, you know, how can we play faster? And I do think that was an unbelievable commitment the guys made last year from going to a team that, quite honestly, was one of the slower teams in the league the prior year. And then I believe this year, this past season, we were the fastest team in the league, and I think we scored more transition points than any team the last 10 years. That's a hard switch to make. And you know, we had always talked about the physicality part. There was a lot on them last year to deal with the change of style. They did a good job. And I think as you evaluate last season and you're coming into this season, you're always looking, okay, where do we have to get better? And as you break down the analytics, you know, of our team, we really got hurt at the rim. You know, teams were scoring about five more or getting about five more shots at the rim than we were. Teams were, you know, out offensive rebounding, you know, getting more shots. So we were going into a lot of games at the end of 48 minutes with a deficit in terms of total number of attempts at the basket. And a lot of that is physicality. You know, how well can we protect the rim? You know, we were 27th last year in taking charges. We're not like Modest has got length and can shot block some, but we're not a shot blocking team. So we've got to put our body in place. And you know, one of the things we had talked about is, you know, verticality and charges at the rim. In the preseason, we finished fourth in charges. That's a big jump from going from, you know, 27th to fourth. We got to maintain that. I think you saw a little bit of that, you know, against Sacramento, where we gave up a lot of rim in the first half, and then we kind of course correct and did a much better job in the second half. So I think that's been a huge emphasis. Can we still play fast? And then can we get to the offensive glass a lot more? And can we be more physical on the perimeter and at the rim? That's the growth we've got to make, and we've got to do it more consistently. And I think every team in the league this part of the season is fighting for consistency inside their identity. But I do think our guys have made a nice jump as it relates to playing more physical. And, you know, that's something that I think we try to look at it through the lens of, okay, what are we physically capable of, and what is every player capable of? And so much of it's not about missing and making shots as much as it is, you know, about doing all those other physical things. And I think our guys have leaned into that.
With how well your players are working together, how do you integrate a guy like Kobe White when he comes back without maybe breaking a little bit of this togetherness for the team?
You know, it's interesting. I had a conversation with Kobe 2 days ago about this. And, you know, he is just chomping at the bit to come back. And he's on the court, he's doing stuff. But when we had him in practice, you know, the explosive step is what kind of got him back to a place where his calf had gotten tight again. So we really want to make sure that he's healthy when he comes back. And it's hard because a lot of times he's symptom-free when he's doing things. But when he got into practice is when he kind of felt it. And the one thing that I've always really appreciated about Kobe is he really cares about his teammates. And I think he celebrates his teammates' successes. You know, there's a lot of times players can feel a certain kind of way if they're not the main part of it. And that's not Kobe. Kobe's a really good team guy. He wants to win. And he gets happy for other guys when they're doing well. And I think the big challenge for Kobe, you know, is going to be when he comes back. One is he's established incredible relationships inside the team. The guys love him. He invests in the guys. Even though we've gotten off to a good start, he can't come back with the mentality of, oh, I can't be myself because I just got to fit into the group. He's too good of a team guy, and everybody on the team knows where his heart's at. I do think he's got to have a little bit of grace for himself when he comes back, because whatever the minute restriction is for him as he comes back and we build him back up, the biggest challenge is going to be he has missed a large part of the summer and he missed all of training camp. I just don't think you can expect a player like Kobe to come back in and the first game back, he's going to hit the ground running and being the same player that he was last year. He's got to have some grace, and he really holds himself to a high standard. He's a great worker. I've always said this about Kobe. He looks internally first before he looks externally for excuses. So if he is going through a period where he's having to find his rhythm and get his timing back, you know, he's just got to understand it's going to take a little bit of time, but he needs to come back and be who he's always been for us as a player.
Last thing before I let you go, Coach, you know, we heard DeMar DeRozan coming into this segment talk about you, and you were able to see him the other night along with Zach LaVine back at the United Center, and DeMar put you in some pretty cool company, and you are as of last month a Hall of Famer, and you had that induction, your speech was terrific. I just wondered, this stage of your career, how your perspective has changed now that you have, you know, you are an elder statesman in the league as an NBA coach. You have the tenure that here in Chicago we respect and appreciate. And just day to day, from your own motivation, from your own perspective, how those things are different now?
You know, I think when you're first starting out in coaching, right, you want to do well and you want to prove yourself and do those kind of things. And, you know, I think being a part of the two national championship teams at Florida, and I'm thankful it happened at a young age. You know, after you win those things, you get to that point, you get a perspective of, like, what is this really all about? And I never forget, I saw Tom Brady, he was on like 60 Minutes, and they had won like 3 out of 5 Super Bowls. And he said, is this all it really is? And I do think, you know, we're in a results-orientated business, right? But what happens when you're not holding the trophy at the end of every season? You know, what is the meaning in coaching? What is the meaning in 82 games or an entire season with a group of guys? And the thing that was so great about the Sacramento game, not only, you know, winning the game, but after the game, you know, I'm back in the office in the United Center, and the door knocks, and DeMar and Zach come in. And we sat down and talked for like 20 minutes. And it wasn't even about basketball. It was more about their families, what's going on in their life. And I just love those two guys as guys. They're great. And when you go through an NBA season, there's going to be ups and downs, highs and lows. There's going to be confrontation, disagreements, you know, a lot of that. But it's the relationships, to me, that really withstand. And I think that was really evident to me when I went to Springfield, was the number of players that came back, not only, you know, from the Bulls, but from my team at Marshall, guys that I was an assistant coach for at Kentucky, my guys at Florida. And I love DeMar, and I love Zach. Those guys are great guys. And it was so great to see them after the game and be able to share some time. So to me, it's always about the relationship. And I think the relationships get stronger a lot of times when it gets difficult. You know, when you have a group of players and coaches that are trying to get to a certain place for the team, you know, everybody's not going to see eye to eye all the time. But when you're working together, it's through the difficulties that I think the relationships really, really form. And I was very, very blessed to be around Zach for nearly 5 years, DeMar for 3 years. And I said this prior to the game, you know, they asked me about what stood out about those guys. And I said, people can watch them between the lines and see their talent and their greatness. But I get the chance to see who they are as men. They're great dads. They're great husbands. They love their kids. They're invested in their families. They're invested in their teammates. They're just really good people. And I feel like throughout my time coaching, I've been very, very fortunate that I've been around some amazing coaches and I've been around some amazing players, not only talented, but really, really good quality people.
That's terrific, Billy. Good luck tonight. Best of luck the rest of the way. Really appreciate your time this morning.
No, great to catch up with you guys. Thank you.
Billy Donovan, the Bulls head coach. They are 4-0, and if they win tonight, it'll be the first 5-0 start since 1996. That was a pretty good year, right, Clay?
It was decent. It was decent. I think they won the finals.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Topside Giddy, Baker goal! Are you flat out kidding me? Josh Giddy with the kiss off the window from 30 feet.
Left corner Herter, 4-3.
Bam! Kevin Herter, the red velvet is red hot.
And this ball game is over.
Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! 126 to 113. We're 4-0. You gotta love it.
Chuck Swirsky loves it, and why not? He's loving it. The snack wrap is back. We're loving that. We're loving the Bulls. 126 to 113 win over the Sacramento Kings. We talked a lot about this game going into last night because it was the return of not just DeMar DeRozan, nicely done, Robbie Triano, but Zach LaVine as well. And this was the first time that Zach LaVine had gotten back to the United Center since he was traded to those Kings. And there were a lot of warm moments that happened between Zach and the players, you could tell, especially right after the game, before the interview with Modest on CHSN last night. But I think once the game started, again, similar to what we've seen, you could see the changing of the guard and how the different styles of play are resulting in a different Bulls team. There was a contrast when you saw the Kings on the floor versus the Bulls in their offensive sets and what they were doing.
The Kings were up by 12 points in this game, but at no point did I feel like the Bulls were going to lose this game.
Because they run.
And they just keep running. And it's not just that they run. It's like, okay, next up, two or three more guys come in and continue to run.
And how appropriate is it that Zach LaVine continues his high point total? Like, he had 30 points in this game. He led all scorers ultimately. We thought there was a chance that it might be Malik Monk. You made a good argument, Marshall. Well,
then they just took him off the floor.
Malik ended up with 15.
On 7 of 10 shooting. Like, they just took him off the floor.
Also, that's what we call efficiency. 7 of 10 is impressive.
He was a plus 17 in the game. No one else was a plus, beyond a plus 8 for the Kings.
But there's one truth you know of, and that is when Zach LaVine's on the floor, there's a good chance that happens. It's a good example, I think, of how we saw like the changing of the guard, for example. You knew what a Kings team with DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine was going to do. You had a pretty good idea once Russell Westbrook was added into that mix, respect to DeMontis Sabonis and Dennis Schroeder. But we're still trying to figure out what this Bulls team is going to look like because they're healthy now. And Modest Bouzelis ends up with 27 points. We saw him have 5 rebounds to go with 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block. That's an excellent line.
Did his line please you? Did his performance please you?
What?
All right, let me
is
give
it bad that we've gotten to the point where we can mock the drop so well?
No, but listen. 4-0, and they've got these 4 wins, right? Vooch, Giddy, Dosunmu, and now Bouzelis. They've had 4 different leading scorers in each of these games. That's the thing. If you're scouting for the Bulls, you can't just zero in on a guy and say, stop that guy. It's not going to work. Even if you say, okay, we think that Josh Giddy is the head of the snake. Is he, though? Because last time I checked, Trey Jones was out here getting all the work done.
Well, we're still trying to figure out what Trey Jones is fully realized on this team. You know, he was injured last year. That's kind of where I allude to when it comes to mentioning players. Like, he's one of those people where he's going to be a key difference maker. And he had 11 last night, although that's not really what you're looking for him to do necessarily. 5 assists, 2 steals. Bulls with active hands. And that's something that you can do against a team that doesn't run as much as you.
Trey Jones leads the league in steals at 3 per game. And they turn the ball over at still too high of a rate. But what I've learned in watching this team is they're going to be a problem for pretty much any team that decided to add a big player from last year or try to change things up, because they are consistent. They know their roles. There's no feeling out process with this Bulls team right now. They have picked up where they left off regular season, not playing.
regular season.
Yes, not the play-in. We're going to don't bring up the play-in.
We're not there yet, but we are still trying to figure out who these Bulls are. I think we can even still say after DeMar and Zach have left. Well, Billy Donovan, who is a man who will answer any question well, answered that one as well.
When they leave, there's just kind of
a new starting over point, so to speak, you know, and I think for Io and for Kobe and for Patrick, you know, Modest is now in his second year. There's guys that have been here that it's like, okay, we've got to carry the torch now. And we're not the kind of team that's just going to be able to rely on a player to close games out for us. We're going to have to do it together. And I think that they understand that, you know, that it's about what kind of team are we going to become. And I think that they know, and I think Io's driven this, I think Kobe's driven this, I think the guys are driven this. It's like, we got to be a really, really connected group. You know, we got to be really tied together. We got to know each other. We got to spend time with each other. We got to invest in each other because we're going to need each other out there. You know, and sometimes with, you know, like, listen, there was plenty of times when I watched over there on that sideline, you know, DeMar's got the ball and he's making something happen and he's making a game-winning shot, or Zach's doing the same thing. And, you know, now you're in a situation where, okay, something new's happening and they're all having to rely upon each other. And I'm happy to hear them say what they said to you.
You're not supposed to win games when you give up 52.4% shooting from the field. But that's what the Bulls are doing, because they're shooting 53.8% from the field. And meanwhile, while Zach LaVine did have the 30 points on 12 of 19 shooting, that's very efficient. DeMar DeRozan did have 19 points on 5 of 10 shooting. You got to remember this. They only made 7 of 28 3-point shots, and Zach LaVine was only 2 for 8. Meanwhile, the Bulls, 14 of 32 as a team. That's 43.8% from beyond.
Well, and Bulls were able to, I think, carve up the paint pretty well, too. You know, that was part of it. You saw some Modest using his length there, and the Bulls end up with 70 points in the paint. You could see Modest go downhill pretty easily. You know, that's part of this that I feel like makes them better, too, is it can't just be Vooch in the paint. It's got to be other players. And when you're seeing Modest kind of realize that for himself, that use your height, use your length, that's something that is a tool for them to help with the scoring, help with the scoring profile. You're going to get different kinds of shots because of that. So the high percentage ones are very helpful. It was a very nice win for the Bulls for many reasons. And there was that emotional attachment. It wasn't as much about the reception for me. You knew there was going to be a video tribute to Zach LaVine. That's just what they do at the United Center, especially for him. But when it came to all the hugs on the court afterward, you could tell Zach was genuinely happy to be around them. And those were genuine moments we saw after the game.
It's interesting because Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan brought a style of basketball that was synonymous with the Bulls for a period of time. And last night's box score perfectly illustrates how they've moved on from that, in that you just mentioned it. 70 points in the paint. They hit 14 threes. Mm-hmm. That's 42 points off of threes. You add up those numbers. You add up the 14 free throws. There is no mid-range. There is no get to my spot and take this shot. There's just cutting and passing and shooting going on with the Bulls. It's a more beautiful, seamless type of basketball than what we saw when guys are pounding the ball trying to do something. If Giddey's on the move, he's going straight to the rim.
It's also high percentage shots. Like, closest to the rim is high percentage, and then three is obviously your offensive efficiency. And if you're getting to the line, that rating goes up. Your offensive efficiency is key, again, in the regular season, in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, that's not the they all their points came from the paint, the three, or the free throw line. There was nothing in the non-painted, non-3-point, not free throw line area.
And that's the modern path to success in the league offensively. That's it. I mean, if you want to see the shape of the game, I will say, if you love old school, you're mad at people hitting too many threes. Last year's playoffs was for you. I will reiterate that. Last year's playoffs was a more traditional type of basketball that I think was really antithetical to what we saw during the regular season. But the Bulls, 4-0 for the first time since 2021, and that was the last time that Bulls team was really successful with DeMar and Zach.
Had the best record in the Eastern Conference at a point.
That they did. Coming up next, more Bears talk. Mo Egger, the afternoon host at ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati. A great football mind, a great sports mind, and he will give us the insight on what he thinks may happen with Joe Flacco in this game and what the latest is on the Bengals. So we'll do all of that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Championship belt is right here.
Joe Cowley.
Well, you know what? Joe Cowley writes something, he's not going to write that just because. You don't think that type of media, I don't think you do it.
Columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.
According to Joe Cowley of the Chicago Sun-Times.
Covering Chicago sports for over 20 years.
A little birdie told me.
Don't little bird me. I'm the dean of Get It Done University. Don't little bird me.
All the latest news and notes on your Chicago Bulls.
That's Billy Donovan, head coach of the Bulls. He has got to go deal with Joe Cowley and all the questions that Joe is going to ask him.
It's my pleasure. It's great to be with you guys.
Joe Cowley.
The standard is the standard.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
How about it? The Bulls are undefeated as they get ready to welcome back Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan tonight over at the UC. Joe Cowley joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. How are you, Mr. Handsome?
Hey boys. How you guys doing?
We are doing really well, man. Really, really well. And it's interesting watching the beginning of this Bulls season. What are you taking from it?
Well, that the 10-5 at the end of last regular season, which, you know, I caution people don't read too much into March basketball, where teams started putting themselves in position to tank and other teams started resting guys for the playoff run. But there's something to it. And that this pace, especially to start a season, is taxing on opposing teams. Guys are not ready. Guys are not prepared. I had a chance to talk to Isaac Okoro about this the other day. And one of the things he mentioned, I said, when you were in Cleveland – and you guys were preparing for the Bulls, you know, what was the preparation like last year when they switched this offense to this, you know, this Billy Donovan, Billy Ball? And he said, you know, you can try and talk about it and you can try and simulate it, but it, you know, in a regular season, especially at the start, it's almost impossible to prepare for. So you have to hope you make your shots and they're pulling the ball out of the basket and that kind of slows things down. But right now, I mean, you're seeing teams get on their heels, and it's just one quarter that teams flinch and the Bulls jump all over them. So, kudos to this philosophy that they have adopted and they are staying true to. I mean, we finally see a team that has an identity for the first time in a while, and it's really toying with the opposing teams, especially early on here. I mean, you know, nobody wants to come out and run their ass off in October.
But I'm just gonna brace myself and make sure I'm hearing what I'm hearing. It's very exciting, Joe. Like when you see the Bulls start this way, if you're me, you're like, But what does Cowley think? Like, because I was feeling it.
Everybody thinks that.
No, I do. I do because
I do too. Because like we have to know you're there every day, and it's like, is this right. real or not?
Yeah, and you're you, Joe. Let's face it. You are. I wouldn't say that you are negative. I would say that you don't suffer fools, and you are a guy on whatever beat you've ever been on, who calls out a lack of vision when it is there. And we've spent 3 years calling out AK for a lack of vision. And right now, I feel like you just said it there in the last part of your answer. I feel like we're seeing a vision. I don't know how great it's going to get, but I feel like I'm seeing an idea of what they want to be. And with Billy's help as the coach, they're actually being that. That's good.
Well, Mr. Positive also brings something else to the table here. I don't think I've seen a team that's as close and that likes each other going back to the offseason since I covered the 2005 White Sox. And what I mean by that is, you know, no one knew the 2005 White Sox was going to win a championship. But in spring, you came out of spring training going, you know what? A, these dudes really, really like each other. There's not anything they can't say to each other. They can joke with each other. So at least off the field, off the diamond at that time, you felt like, you know, they got something special when times get rough, when adversity hits. You know, it doesn't mean they're going to beat Cleveland or, you know, the Twins, whoever the favorite was at the time. And I will say this Bulls team, going back to the summer when Io and Kobe were getting all these guys to go out to Los Angeles for a week and have like a boot camp where they just play and run and run and play and get conditioned and go out to eat together and do all kind of stuff together. And then they did it again later in the summer down in Miami. And these dudes all like each other. They can all kid around with each other. There's no feelings hurt. You know, in previous locker rooms, guys would bust balls and there'd be like looks like, you know, you can't say that, or I don't like to be talked to that way, or how come you have this shoe from Nike and I don't? And there's none of that. So you got two things to start this season off that should have Bulls fans excited is A, the chemistry off the court to me is very high. And in an 82-game season, that has legs. And then obviously the legs part of it. They're built to do some damage in the regular season because of their depth and because of the way they're run. Now, what I will caution people about, what you see in the regular season could become very disappointing in the playoffs where the entire NBA philosophy changes. We saw that last year in the playoffs, how physical things got. That's what they're trying to work on. That's the juice right there. That, you know, they have to figure out, is this roster worth the squeeze? Can they also be physical and defensive minded? That's what has to be figured out.
In watching the first three games, this one observation, I'm curious what you think about it. I feel like when we're talking about half court offense, they are better served with Trey Jones at the top of the key initiating things.
100%. He's an adult point guard. He's a throwback point guard that they haven't really had. And, you know, the interesting thing is this could be great this year and this could really work out to be something special. I'm not saying it's a championship team by any means. There's teams in the East that are dogs that are going to be waiting for them and then just styles make the fight and it's a bad matchup. But I will say this, the decisions that are going to be made this year are very interesting because to me, you can't have Io and you can't have Kobe. So do you – and this team doesn't tank, so there's none of that. If things get, you know, guys get injured and things go south, they're not going to just start, you know, throwing, you know, stuff off the edge of the boat and lighten the load. They're not going to do that. But does a decision have to be made during the season that's a smart basketball decision where you don't rock the boat and you actually get an asset in return that could continue to move this thing forward, whether it's a more of a defensive-minded big or it's a draft pick? Or whatever it is, that's going to be an interesting thing that falls on Arturas's plate is, does he have the mindset and the big picture to say, okay, we're doing okay here in the regular season, but I have to think bigger picture. And that's my concern with him because he has not shown that. So that's where things get interesting because I don't think you get Io and Kobe next year on the same roster after you extended Trey, after what you're paying Patrick, after you extended Josh Giddey. You know, so something's got to budge, and I just that's what's going to get interesting.
Yeah, we're talking to Joe Cowley from the Sun-Times about the Bulls, and Joe sees what we have seen, which is something building and something brewing and a team playing well to its identity. We had Arturas on the show in person on opening day and had a chance to ask him exactly what you just said. Like, when the deadline comes, is there a way that you are aggressive in a different way than you have been? And he said yes, and I understand your lack of belief in it. What could change that? Like, what would they need to see in order for him to become the kind of aggressor he might need to be at the deadline?
Well, I will say, since last trade deadline, from the people I've talked to outside this organization, he has been a little more transparent with other teams when talking about his personnel. For years, it's just been tight-lipped, very hard to work with from other executives. Can't get a read on him, can't get a feel on him, so don't want to deal with him. And so I will say that whether it's him starting to understand his position a little bit more, he has been a little more transparent in how he values guys. And so it starts there. I mean, I think that's a key step. So you can't fall in love with your product too much. And that's been another problem, not only with the old regime, but with this regime, that they love their product too much and their draft pick and their personnel and their guys. So, you know, you're going to have to see what the market brings to you and be open-minded about it. And my concern is the mindset there over at the United Center that, hey, if we're really good in the regular season, we're already going to have asses in the seats, and that's good enough. We're all extended. You know, let's just build this thing slowly, and then, hey, let's reevaluate once we get into the summer. Because then, to me, you're missing the big picture of how to get to a championship. And if the goal isn't how to get to a championship, it's just how to be okay from mediocre to playoff bound. If that's the goal, then Arturas has proven to be the right guy for that goal. But if it's what he promised when he was hired to bring the championship back to the Bulls, then he's got to think big picture, especially this year. You want to strike when the striking's right.
Part of the goal would be developing Modest into a superstar, because it's rare that you're going to have an opportunity to go get one. Where does he need to get better?
I just continue the path he's on. He wants to be great. He's got the perfect attitude for it. He's you know, the kind of guy that old school coaches like Billy Donovan love. He's not Patrick Williams, where his feelings get hurt when you criticize him. He wants to be criticized. He feeds off that. Just continue that. Continue to develop in his body. He's what, 21? He just became, you know, legal drinking age. So, I mean, the nice thing is we can all sit back and watch this kind of climb together. And he's a guy that wants to climb. I mean, he's a willing participant in that. So that's huge when you have that mindset. And, you know, to me, it's always better to have to hold back the wild horse than push that mule up a hill. And Patrick Williams has been a mule. And maybe he's finally starting to figure out and just say, hey, I was a number four pick. I'm never going to live up to that. I'll just be a role guy off the bench and try and play that role as best I can, because he's actually looked like he has some kind of life to him finally. So, I don't think Modest has to do anything crazy of what he's already doing, which is working out, developing his body, working on his game, learning, getting put in different situations, guarding different guys, whether it's Giannis one night or Randall the next, and understanding the physicality it takes. And I think he's slowly learning that. And so, he just does. When you're 6'10 and you have that kind of handle and vision and athleticism, I mean, just fine tune things. I mean, because that's freakish what he is.
Joe, for the multiple years that we spent dissecting Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan as teammates, like these two, these two lead guitar players in the same band that couldn't quite figure it out on a lot of nights. Here they are back. And I wonder how you think they'll be thought of and greeted in their return to Chicago tonight.
Oh, I mean, this fan base is very soft and forgiving, so they will clap and scream and applaud both, and they should. I mean, DeMar busted his ass here for the Bulls, and he played some of his best basketball of his Hall of Fame career for the Bulls. You know, Zach LaVine, you know, it wasn't his fault that they decided to give him a max contract. You know, you could, as a media member, you can only write or say so much, but they're way smarter than me at basketball. Way smarter. They're geniuses there because of all the rings they have. So when I was writing and saying that Zach LaVine is not a max contract and the fan base here wasn't happy to hear that, and there was all this Zach love, I think it's playing out in Sacramento. He is, like I said, he is the guy you want to marry your daughter. You just don't want to max him out on your basketball team. You don't want a max contract in his hands. And it worked that one season because there was an adult running the show and a healthy Lonzo Ball. Once he folded, you actually saw just how redundant their games were and how tough it was to play your turn, my turn. So, yeah, Sacramento's got a problem that the Bulls had and didn't understand and get rid of long, you know, quick enough.
Considering your background and what you were doing around this time 20 years ago, what's the part of the White Sox 05 run that will always stick with you?
Like I said, just how much they just the brotherhood. It was like a platoon mentality. I mean, if you watch, you know, not to compare any kind of baseball team to war, but if you watch Army or war movies where there's just a brotherhood of us against the world and we're not going to give in, you know, Lone Survivor, whatever movie you want to compare it to, they just had that kind of mentality. You know, they had their class clowns and AJ and Uribe, and they had their, you know, the straight guys with Konerko, who kind of was babysitting all these guys, and Frank when he was healthy. And, you know, it was just a perfect mix of guys both on and off the field. And you felt that early, and it was just great to see it translate, because, you know, it always doesn't translate. I've been around locker rooms where guys really like each other and they don't win a lot of games. But it's a good stepping stone, and I'll just remember that. And with Ozzie, the ringleader of this circus, it was great. It was one of the most fun I've ever had covering the team, because how much they cared about each other and how much they cared about the media, which you don't really hear or see. I mean, they were great with us, and Ozzie made sure of that. If you were not great with us or disrespected one of us, he told those guys it was like disrespecting him and his office.
Hmm.
So you don't hear that from managers anymore. I remember he brought us out in the first team meeting in front of everyone, the minor leagues, everyone said, this is Mark Gonzalez, this is Joe Colley, this is Doug Padilla, this is Scott Greger. If you disrespect them or you can't come and talk to them, you're going to have a big problem with me. And then he told us, get the F out of here. And then, you know, but I mean, you know, that will never happen again. What that 05 team was with us and each other will never happen again. It can't be duplicated.
Look at that. Mr. Positive, Joe Colley.
Mr. Positive.
There he is. He sees the vision with these Bulls. That's quite a turn. Well, it's quite a moment we're in.
How about a Colley face turn? Who would have ever thought?
He still called out the fans for being soft. And
I didn't say baby face. I just said a face turn.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to talk to Chicago people and people from Illinois about basketball because it's a great basketball city and state.
Oh, here we go.
Much like when Jarrell sent Superman to the planet Earth, I was sent from the bad streets of Ohio, a football haven, and almost 28 years to the day to try and educate a low IQ football fan base. So that's why I'm glad we can talk basketball.
Yeah.
Because when we talk football, It's like studying the apes. It's like me having to go teach the apes how to get food and get ants with sticks. So I'm glad we could just keep it to basketball and baseball and not have to talk football, because Illinois is just it's a low IQ football state.
And let me I just want to make sure I got this right, got my notes right.
You're checking that Cleveland record.
What Ohio team do you root for? Because you're an Alabama fan and a Steelers fan.
I did cover Ohio State for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
I don't root for them, but I mean, when you're in from that hot football area of Ohio, Pennsylvania, you got your Texas people, your Florida people, now your Georgia people, California. I mean, that's the mecca of football. So when you have to come to Illinois and talk to people, and they're like, Justin Fields, Caleb, and they're upset with things that are obvious, and it's just hard. I've tried to do it.
Yeah.
Much like Superman tried to help the humans.
Well, you've done it.
I've tried.
We now regret the phone call. You've totally done it. Good job.
There you go.
Thanks for reinforcing.
I was positive for a while.
Can't last. Thanks, Joe.
We love you, Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.